那么今天我们很高兴John Lowder 牧师再次在我们当中来分享神的话语。
We're very glad today that Pastor John Lowder is once again among us to share God's word.
我把时间交给他。
And we give the following time to him.
Well, it is so good to be with you again today.
非常开心今天能与大家一起。
I left you last time, a few months ago, with a cliffhanger, didn't I?
几个月以前我留了一个 cliffhanger 在这里。I don't know what that is. Sorry.
In the valley, in the valleys of life.
在生命的低谷里。
Well, this morning I want us to look again at the 23rd Psalm.
今天我想与大家一同再来看诗篇二十三章。
Where David begins by identifying the Lord as his shepherd.
诗篇从一开始大卫就把神当作是他的牧羊者。
And then he takes us with him just all the places that a shepherd would take his flock during the course of a year.
他带我们去了一个牧羊人会带领他羊群所要去的各个地方。
Those lush green pastures and still waters at home.
那些在安静水边的青草地。
Up through the mountain passes, the gulches, the draws, the ravines that make the valleys up to the high places.
那些弯弯曲曲的道通过低谷到山上去。
And then finally, those alpine meadows, those rich ranges high in the hills.
最后到达那些高山上面青草地。
And that's where we find ourselves in verse 5, where David says what he says in verse 5.
然后我们就到了第五节大卫所描述的。
He says, Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
神为我在敌人的面前摆设了筵席。
You anoint my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup overflows.
让我的福杯满溢。
Well, based on what David says in this single verse, he says there are three more things that we can be absolutely confident the Lord will do for us.
根据这几节经文，我们可以根据大卫所说，我们可以信靠神为我们做三件事情。
He'll do these things for us when we find ourselves as members of the flock of the Good Shepherd.
他会为我们做这些事情，当我们认定他是我们牧羊者的时候。
The first thing I want you to notice this morning is how he will provide the spiritual nourishment that you need.
第一件事我想提醒大家的是，神会为我们提供我们灵命所需要的一切滋养。
He talks aboutPreparing a table before me.
他说到神为我们摆设了一个筵席。
Now I'm convinced that most people who love this psalm, and that's just about everybody, have no idea what David's talking about here.
我相信很多人非常喜欢这篇诗章，但是并不知道这里讲的是什么。
But when you understand where he's coming from, it helps you to appreciate it just that much more.
如果你知道大卫是从哪里来的，你会理解的更多。
Shepherds call that higher ground, alpine meadows where they will lead their sheep to in the summertime, they call them table lands.
牧羊者带领羊群到达高山的那一些青草地在夏天的时候把它们叫做桌子。
The Spanish have a word for it. It's mesas.
西班牙语叫它 mesas.
And mesas means table.
Mesas, 意思就是桌子。
And that's what David is talking about here.
这是大卫所说的。桌子。
Very early in the season, in the late springtime, a shepherd would head high into the hills.
在初春的时候，牧羊者会到达山顶上去。
He'd go looking for the best place to take his flock during the summer months.
他会寻找一块最好的地方，以在夏天的时候带领他的羊群去了那个地方。
This is where the shepherds would keep watch over their flocks by day and night, not in the middle of the winter, but during the summer months.
那个地方牧羊者将昼夜地看顾他的羊群。
And he determined where he wanted to take his flock.
他会决定到底要带他的羊群去哪一个地方。
And then before he actually took his flock up there, he'd make another couple preliminary trips.
在夏天带领他羊群去之前，他还会再去几次。
This time he would prepare the table for the arrival of the flock.
这一次他会去准备这个草地。
He would determine where the best place to set up camp would be and where the best grazing would be.
他会决定到底帐篷搭在哪里最好，哪里放羊最好。
He would try to identify places where there were dangers like poisonous weeds.
他会清除掉他会找到那些地方有毒草。
He'd either pull those weeds or just make plans to avoid them.
他会清除掉那一些，或者说是使得羊群不触碰到他们。
He'd figure out where the streams were.
他会找到小溪的存在。
And then he'd make sure they were free flowing and remove the stones and mud and twigs and things that had gone in there, gathered in there in the summer, during the winter months.
他会清除小溪里的一切阻碍小溪流动的障碍物，比如说树枝、石头或各种其他的杂物。
He would repair small earthen dams that had been built previously in those streams to hold still pools of water.
他会修理一些之前就存在的水坝来蓄水。
And he would open up springs that had become overgrown with grass and weeds.
他会修理一些小溪，使得水流能够通过。
He would prepare the mesa or the table for the arrival of the flock.
他会准备这块青草地以备羊群到来。
Now there's something else I want you to notice though about that table.
我想提醒一些关于这个 table 的一些特殊的东西。
I want you to notice where it's located.
首先是他在哪里。
David says it is in the presence of my enemies.
他说是在敌人面前为我准备了筵席。
You see, a good shepherd, any good shepherd knew that there was no getting away from those pests and parasites and dangerous animals.
一个好牧人知道羊群无可避免的会面对寄生虫、害虫，还有有害危险的动物。
Even on the mountaintop, you'd have them.
甚至在山顶的时候，你还会有那一些。
Boy, the most vicious predator of all was the wolf.
最危险的就是那些狼群。
A single wolf could destroy an entire flock of sheep just by picking them off one at a time.
一只羊可以毁掉一整群羊。就单单的去一次一次的去吃掉那些羊。
Even those mountaintops were dangerous places.
在山顶上仍然是很危险的。
Reminds me of something that Jesus said about the nature of the Christian life.
这让我想起耶稣所说跟他门徒所说关于基督徒生活的本质。
Jesus said to his disciples, he said,I'm sending you out as sheep into the midst of a pack of hungry wolves.
我差你如同差羊进入狼群。
Now, who do you think is going to win that battle?
你想想谁会在那个征战中得胜呢?
I'm sending you into a dangerous situation.
我差你进入一个危险的境地。
I think we need to remember that there are wolves out there.
我们需要记住，确实是有狼群在那里。
Sometimes they dress up like sheep.
有时候他们会看起来就像羊。
Sometimes sheep act like wolves.
有时候羊群表现的就像狼一样。
And sometimes, well, we all the time we need to watch out for the enemies who are trying to thwart what God wants us to do.
我们需要小心我们的敌人来阻挠神让我们去做的事情。
And it begins very early in our Christian life.
它从我们一成为基督徒就开始了。
Do you remember the day you gave your heart to Jesus?
你是否仍然记得第一次你将你的心交托给耶稣呢？
You talk about a mountaintop experience. That's a mountaintop experience.
那个就是山顶上的经验。
When you prayed to receive Christ into your life and He lifted that load of sin off of you.
当你向耶稣祷告的时候，他将你的罪从你身上除去了。
He set you free, and for the first time you experienced life in all of its fullness.
他将你从最终释放，你第一次体验到真正的生命，自由的生命。
Wasn't it wonderful?
这不是非常美好，美妙吗？
But it didn't take long, did it, for the devil to start attacking.
不久之后，魔鬼就开始阻挠了。
He began planting those thoughts in your mind about church. Well, you don't need church. You're better than all those people.
他开始在你脑袋里告诉你，你不需要去教会，你不需要跟他那些基督徒在一起。
And maybe that's right.
或许那是对的。
But you still need church.
但你仍然还是需要教会。
Because we're all a bunch of sinners struggling to be all that God wants us.To be.
我们都是一群罪人都在不停的挣扎当中去成为神想要我们成为的人。
But the devil tells us you don't need church.
但是魔鬼告诉你你不需要教会。
He tells you you don't need to waste time praying and reading your Bible.
读经和祷告纯粹是浪费时间。
And this was right after you became a Christian.
正是你成为基督徒之后。
And he's been pestering you ever since, hasn't he?
魔鬼从一开始就一直阻挠你，不是吗？
He's going to pest you till the day that you die.
他会阻挠我们，一直到我们离开这个世界。
During the dark valley experiences of your life,
在你生命低谷的时候，
and he'll even do it on the mountaintops of your life.
跟你在山顶上的时候是一样的。
Even when things couldn't be better, look out.
但事情好的不能再好的时候，小心了。
Because chances are the devil is fixing to attack.
很大可能性的就是魔鬼正在想着怎么样来破坏。
Isn't that great?
Right.
That's the bad news.
这个是个坏消息。
Here's the good news.
现在来听一个好消息。
The good news is in the presence of these enemies who are just out to get you, the Lord prepares a table.
就在敌人存在的那个地方就在敌人眼前神为我们摆设了筵席。
We're talking a feast.
我们说的是一个筵席。
A banquet.
一个盛宴。
All the spiritual food and nourishment that you need.
所有属灵生命所需要的一切滋养都在那儿。
Not so that you'll do battle with the enemy. I think the battle is the Lord's.
并不是说你要去跟敌人征战，这个征战是神要自己做的事情。
But in the midst of the battles of life, you'll be able to stand strong.
在生命征战当中，神需要使我们能够站立得住。
Can you guess what that?Spiritual nourishment is?
能猜一猜那属灵的滋养是什么吗？
It's the word of God.
是神的话。
Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
耶稣说, 人活着不单靠食物, 乃是靠神口里所出的一切的话。
He's provided the food.
他已经提供了这些食物。
But the truth of the matter is, you don't have to take it, do you?
事实上你是不是需要去吃呢?
You can walk away.
你可以走开啊。
Sadly, that's what a lot of Christians do.
可惜的是很多基督徒就是这样。
That's what they do with the Word of God.
这就是他们在面对神话语的时候就是那样做走开了。
They admire it. They'll put it in a prominent place in their home.
他们敬仰他把它放在家里一个很重要的位置。
They'll talk about how wonderful it is.
他会谈论这圣经是多好。
They'll carry it with them to church.
他们会带着他去教会。
They'll sing songs about it.
他们会唱歌。
But they rarely ever open it and feed on the nourishment that the Lord provides.
但是他们很少打开圣经去读它，去让神的话语滋养它。
The fact of the matter is, you need the Word of God just as surely as you need your next meal.
我们非常需要神的话，如同我们
The problem is, a lot of Christians just don't have much of an appetite for God's Word.
但是很多人对于神的话语没有胃口。
Sometimes they haven't worked up much of an appetite.
有时候他们没有足够的劳顿去有一个胃口。
You know, I think of people who I've visited in the hospital through the years and seen what little plates they're served.
我去过医院很多次，看到那一些为病人所准备的食物是何等的少。
And they still leave food on the tray, and the people come and pick up the tray, and it still has food on it.
当医护人员来收拾餐盘子的时候，发现里面还是有剩余的食物。
They just don't have much of an appetite. They don't do a whole lot. They just lay around all day.
他们每天都不动, 也没有什么胃口。
Some people don't have much of an appetite because they've just gone so long without it.
有一些人没有胃口是因为他们已经饥饿了很久。
World hunger experts say that a person can actually be so hungry that they go beyond the place of experiencing hunger.
当人饥饿到一个程度的时候，他们就不再感到饥饿了。When
you reach that point, you need to go ahead and eat.
如果你饿到那个程度，你应该要吃东西了。Make
yourself eat.
迫使你自己吃。
Because feel like it or not, you need it.
不管你喜不喜欢，你都是需要的。
The Lord prepares a table, the mesa before us, in the presence of our enemies.
神为我们在敌人面前摆设了筵席。
It's important that you eat the spiritual food that He sets before you.
非常重要的就是我们
He wants you to have the strength that you need to stand strong in the midst of all of life's battles.
他希望我们在人生命当中许多征战的时候站立得住。
When the Lord's your shepherd, there's a second thing you can absolutely count on the Lord to do for you.
如果神是你的牧者，第二件事情你可以信靠他的。
He mentions here in this verse how He will anoint you so that you can handle everything that pesters you.
他会浇灌你，使得你能够战胜所有的征战。David
said, "You anoint my head with oil."
大卫说，你用油膏了我的头。
Shepherds take their flocks to these mesas, the tablelands, in the summertime.
牧羊人带他的羊群去到那一些高山地带啊，在夏天的时候。
I'm looking forward to the summertime.
我非常期待夏天的到来。
But you know, there are some bad things about when the weather gets warmer.
当天气开始暖和的时候，会有一些不好的东西出来。
That's when the insects come out.
很多昆虫就出来了。
Sheep around the world are troubled by a particular fly.
羊群通常会被一种叫鼻苍蝇的昆虫所扰。
It's called a nasal fly that lays its eggs in the opening of the nose of the sheep.
那些鼻苍蝇会下蛋在羊的鼻子里面。
Well, then the eggs hatch.
然后那些蛋就孵化了。
And then that little worm-like larvae will just squiggle its way up the nasal passages, causing all kinds of irritation.
那些昆虫就顺着鼻子的通道啊，造成很大的不舒服。
In fact, it can become inflamed and infected.
会造成发炎和感染。
And it can become such a nuisance that the sheep will do anything he can to relieve himself.
是这给羊群带来很大的困扰，那些羊就会想尽各种办法能减轻这痛苦。
It can to bang its head up against, just trying to find some kind of relief.
那些羊会将头撞击任何一个它可以撞击的东西。
And sheep have been known even to beat themselves blind and even kill themselves.
羊群那些羊甚至会因为撞击导致瞎眼或者说死掉。
But the shepherds, good shepherds, know that there is an ointment that he can make by mixing olive oil and sulfur together and then applying it to the nose.
好牧人知道他可以将橄榄油和硫磺混合在一起涂抹在羊的鼻子上面。
And it acts like an insect repellent.
它就像一个驱虫剂一样。
To keep that from being a problem.
使得羊群免受这个困扰。
Also, the summer months are times when a disease takes place on the sheep and a scab forms.
在夏天的时候，还有一种皮肤病也时常困扰羊群。
A scab usually on the head, around the nose and on the head.
那种皮肤病经常是在鼻子周围或头上周围。
And this ugly scab can actually move from sheep to sheep. They, I don't know if you know this about sheep, they like to rub noses.
因为羊群非常喜欢用鼻子去摩擦另外一只羊的鼻子，所以那些皮肤病很快就传到了其他羊群身上。
And the scab disease can contaminate an entire flock.
这种皮肤病可以影响到整个羊群。
But there is that oil that the shepherd can use to treat that scab and keep it from spreading.
那种膏油也可以用来对付这种皮肤病。
And also summertime is, the late summertime is mating season for sheep.
早期的夏天也是羊群交配的时候。
And that's where the rams have contests for their favorite ewe.
这个时候公羊就会打架来争取他的配偶。
And you know how they do it, they look at each other,They'll get as far as they can from each other and then just stick their head down and charge.
他们会在远远的一个距离将头低下来，然后就冲向了另外一只羊。
They can literally kill each other.
他们这样做很可能会导致啊死亡。
Certainly they can hurt each other seriously.
啊，很确定的就是他们会造成伤害。
But the shepherd knows that if he puts a generous application of oil on that the head area, the budding area of the head, that it can cause them just to glance off each other in such a ludicrous way they feel silly for going to the trouble.
如果牧羊人将那些油浇灌在羊头上的时候，当那些羊冲向对方的时候，就像一个润滑剂，羊就错过对方了。
Well, there are parallels in the Christian experience.
基督徒也会经历到类似的事情。
You know, we too experience those irritations in life, not like nasal flies.
我们也会经历到那些烦人的事情，就像鼻苍蝇一样。
You know, they're just teeny tiny things, nothing really all that big.
那都是一些小事情，并不是一些什么大的事情。
They kind of add up after a while.
但是他们会造成困扰。
And they make us grouchy and irritable and hard to get along with and sometimes just downright grumpy.
他会使得我们脾气很差，不能跟他人合群。
And it can get so bad that it damages the character of our life and the testimony of our lives.
它甚至会影响到我们基督徒的品格啊，使得我们不能做一个好的见证。
But the Bible talks about a lot about the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God in our life.
圣经有很多次说到啊，神用圣灵浇灌我们。
That is the life of a person who's in the flock of the Good Shepherd.
啊，这就是羊在羊群当中。
And he anoints us with his presence in a very special way, making the fruit of the Spirit evident in our life.
他会与我们同在，使得圣灵的果子非常的能够让被他人所见。
The Apostle Paul says the fruit that he produces is love and joy and peace.
保罗说圣灵的果子有包括平安喜乐。
And patience and kindness and goodness.
耐心良善。
And faithfulness and gentleness and self-control.
信实、温柔、节制。
And we're anointed, when we're anointed with His presence,
当神用他的同在浇灌我们的时候，
our character is intact and our testimony is strong.
我们的品格就会像神一样，也会有好的见证。
Well, every now and then we too become beset by sin in our life.
很多的时候我们也会被罪的问题困扰。
And it's an ugly thing. It's like a scab.
这是一个丑陋的事情，是一个不好的事情，就像那个皮肤病一样。
When the Good Shepherd anoints us with His Holy Spirit,
当好牧人用他的圣灵浇灌我们的时候，
He convicts us of our sin.
他帮助我们意识到这个罪。
And when we confess it to Him, He forgives us of our sin.
当我们向他认罪的时候，他就原谅我们。
And He cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
他将这些不义的事情从我们生命当中去除。
That is, he begins that process of removing that sin from our life.
他将那些罪从我们生命当中逐渐的去除。
Then there are those occasions when we're tempted to butt heads with each other.
有些时候我们会有那个意向去用头撞击他人。
To insist on our own way and only our way.
去坚持我们认为是对的事情，我们想要的事情。
It's then that we need that special anointing of God's Spirit to keep us from hurting each other. We need that anointing of God to keep us from hurting each other.
我们需要神圣灵的浇灌来帮助我们。
That anointing is His Holy Spirit.
这个浇灌就是神的圣灵。
Who enables us to get along with each other.
他帮助我们能够彼此善待对方。
And to work together.
一起工作。
And together to seek His will.
一同寻求神的旨意。
And always to keep love as the priority.
将爱放在第一位。
When the Lord your shepherd, you can count on Him to anoint you with His presence.
当神是你的牧者的时候，我们可以信靠他，用圣灵浇灌我们。
And that enables you to handle all that pesters you.
这个浇灌可以帮助我们面对任何的问题。
There's a third thing I want you to notice that David says here today.
第三件事情，我想提醒大家接下来这第三件事情。
That is, He'll fill you with life overflowing over and over and over again.
他会使你的福杯满溢。
He says, My cup runneth over.
大卫说，我的福杯满溢。
Now, if David is still speaking from the viewpoint of a sheep, then his cup wasn't actually his cup, or literally container. It wasn't his container, it was the shepherd's.
如果大卫在这里还是以牧羊人的角度来说这个诗篇的时候，他的这个杯实际上指的是羊的圣水的容器。
He says that container is saturated, literally saturated.
这个圣水的容器是满的。
Now, when something's saturated, it can't hold anymore, right?
如果一个容器满了，它就不能再装了。
You add one drop, and it's going to spill out onto the floor.
如果你再添加一滴，它就会满出来了。
Well, that's the way a sheep would think of the shepherd's water container.
牧羊人就是这样来对待那圣水的容器。
Which was probably a sheepskin full of water.
那个圣水容器就是羊要喝水的地方。
From the sheep's perspective, it was always full.
从这个羊的角度来看，那个容器一直都是满的。
That sheep would go to the shepherd for a drink of water when the stream wasn't available, and the shepherd would give him a drink of water.
当溪水没有水的时候，那些羊就会到这圣水的容器来饮水。
Then he'd go on his merry way, and then he'd come back after a little while for another drink of water, and the shepherd's cup was still full. Water container was still full.
那些羊群喝完之后走了，回来的时候发现那个容器还是满的。
How did that happen?
这是怎么回事呢？
You know, he didn't realize the shepherd was filling it, replenishing it constantly.
那些羊没有意识到牧羊人一直在给那个容器加水。
But from the shepherd's perspective, from the sheep's perspective, it was always full.
从这羊的角度，那个容器一直都是满的。
And every time he went to him, he was satisfied.
他每次去的时候，他都得到了满足。
That may have been what David had in mind.
这有可能就是大卫所想的。
Or David may have had in mind a custom in the Middle East. It's been a custom for thousands of years.
或许大卫所想的是中东的一个古老的习俗。
When a guest visits a home, when a person visits a home, the homeowner would offer the guest a cup.
如果有人去到另外一个人家做客的时候，那些主人就会给他一杯饮料。
And then he'd fill that cup with some beverage.
当他喝了之后，他又会给那个杯子里面加。
And if after you finish that cup and it's empty, the host filled it back up, that meant you were welcome to stay.
如果喝完了之后，主人又给里面加饮料的话，就意味着这个客人是受欢迎的。
It also meant that if the host didn't fill it back up, it was time to leave.
如果这个杯没有再继续加水的话，就意味着这个客人需要走了。
Now, if the host really liked you, and he wanted you to stay just as long as you wanted, he'd do something else.
如果主人希望你一直待在那的话，他就会做另外的事情。
He would fill up that cup that he had given you to the point where a little bit of it splashed over, it ran over onto the floor.
他会给你那个杯子里面加的，直到它满出来了。
That meant he really liked you. He wanted you to stay as long as you wanted.
这意味着你非常受欢迎，你可以在那待多久都可以。
Now I'm not too sure whether he had in mind the viewpoint of a sheep that was always happy and satisfied with his shepherd, or a host that was, or a guest that was always.Satisfied with his host.
我不太确定大卫所想的到底是从羊的角度来看，这圣水的容器一直是满的，或者说是从客人的角度来看，他的杯子一直都是满的。
Maybe it was both.
可能呢，就是两种想法都有。
Both are true, aren't they?
两种都是都是真的，不是吗
？David or Jesus.Said over in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd.
耶稣在约翰福音十章十一节说，我是好牧人。
Pastor Lou, I looked that up in the Greek yesterday.
昨天我查阅了这希腊文的原文。
It actually says, I myself am pastor, shepherd,which means shepherd, beautiful, the beautiful shepherd.
就原意就是我是一个非常好的牧人。
And in the verse before that, he said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
在那之前，耶稣说，我来是要叫你得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The Lord, the one who is so good, He's beautiful to us.
主是如此的美好，他是非常美好的，非常漂亮的。
He gives us everything we need to have the abundant life that He came that we might have whenever we want it.
他来是要叫我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛，我们一切所需要他都供给了。
And he makes it clear to us that he wants us to stay in his presence for as long as we want to stay there.
他希望我们一直待在他的同在里面多久都可以。
Once we've tasted of his goodness, we'll want to stay there forever and ever.
当我们尝到主恩的滋味的时候，我们就会一直想待在他的同在里面。
So he provides a bountiful feast for us in his word.
他为我们提供了他话语的圣言。
Today I encourage you to recommit yourself to feed from this word.
我建议你去好好的读圣经。
He wants to anoint you in a special way with his spirit.
他想要用他的圣灵来浇灌你。
Which will enable you to handle the irritations of life and overcome sin and to get along with each other.
他的浇灌可以帮助我们面对罪，面对生活的困难，并且跟其他人和好的相处。
Draw near to him in his presence.
亲近神。
So that he can bless you in a special way.
这样他就可以一种特别的方式来祝福你。
And he wants you to experience that life overflowing.
他也希望你经历到那种丰盛的生命。
But you can experience it only if you're part of his flock.
只有当你是他的羊的时候，你才可以经历得到。
The way you become a part of his flock is to turn from your sins and trust in Jesus to do for you what you can't do for yourself.
如何成为他的羊呢？就从自己的罪中转向他。
trust in Him to save you from the spiritual death that for all eternity that we all deserve.
信靠他能够救我们脱离罪所造成的死亡。
The minute you do that, He'll bring you alive with a life that makes this life full and meaningful and lasts forever and ever and ever.
当你这样做的时候，我们就有了新的生命，一直到永远。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, you do take care of such good care of us, much better care than any shepherd does for any flock.
主，感谢你啊，照看我们，你照看我们远远好过那世界上任何一个牧羊人照看他的羊群。
You make available to us everything that we need.
你供应我们一切所需要的。
And you do it day after day, week after week, month after month.
你日日夜夜每个月每一年都这样做。
And we have that promise that one of these days we're going to spend all eternity with you.
我们有你的应许终有一天我们将永永远远跟你在一起。
Help us as believers to just rejoice and be truly grateful for all that you've done for us.
帮助我们感恩你所为我们所做的一切。
And if there's any here this morning who don't know that eternal life, I pray that this morning will be the morning when they seek out the pastor and ask him how they too can become a part of God's flock.
如果你今天还没有认识到永生的话希望你能够寻求耶稣成为他们羊群当中的一个。
Lord, speak to our hearts, draw us near to you.
主啊求你与我们说话。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告 ,amen.